Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys. Hey guys, in this video, I'll show you a few of the things that are happening right now in dropshipping space, and also a few signs that dropshipping is actually dying, as it was like in a regular form before. So you can see here, I'm on AdSpy, and I'm searching for some of the like ads that had like the most like social proof you can see here, and credit was in like the last few days. And so what I'm seeing here, and this is something very interesting, guys. So for example, this product here, like, the most like engagement, I can see like tremendous amount of like engagement. So very, I mean, seems to be like a very successful ad, successful product. Now, what's interesting here, so we can see one person in China, one person in India, and it's not known where like the other two people. But what's interesting here, guys, is that if you wanted to sell, let's say like a similar product, let's say you wanna sell like the same product right now, the challenge is that this product here you can see cost like $10, right? And this particular store sells this product, you can see, for $20. I mean, the margin is very small. So if you take, let's say, like $19.99, you deduct the fees like for Stripe, for PayPal, you deduct all of the like apps, you know, like admin expenses and stuff, and pretty much your margin will be like $8, right? Which is not, it's very like difficult to make it work with those type of margins, and especially if you're selling something that's like trendy. So those models working only with, you know, with stores, like for example, if you're like in China and you have access to the manufacturers, you can source the products cheaper, you can negotiate and then source from them directly. But this like regular model, for example, fulfilling the products from like AliExpress, like a lot of people used to do and still do, this model, you can see it becomes like very vulnerable, because a lot of the Chinese sellers, they figure out that, you know, they don't need like dropshippers, or they can sell the product by themselves, right? So to figure out how to use advertising, they have access to Facebook through some ways in China, so they are advertising by themselves. And also people who have access to these products is just source products from the manufacturers. They don't have agents, they don't have the middleman, and they just fulfill the products by themselves. So this, you can see how this model is just becomes more and more, you know, because we are doing the competitive research like on a weekly basis and just monitoring what's happening in the place. And we are seeing that this becomes like bigger and bigger trend. So let me show you another one here. Let's see if this one is, you can see the same here, guys. So again, these are people from China. This is like not, this is something that wasn't as widely spread before. So you can see like quite a lot of ads, different products, same price. So not much creative testing. I mean, this is not ideal, but because the pricing is so competitive, right? Like light drawing toy. I don't know how is it like impossible to draw something at all. Let's see here if we can find a similar product and how much it will cost us. So you can see by drawing, so let's see what we have here, right? So you can see the price, this is the price of the product itself. This is the price of the board. I mean, they might be selling just the toy itself. So, I mean, some of this pricing is just like impossible, right? How can you possibly sell it for like $8.99? And so this happens more and more and more. So if you think that we'll go from that first, I mean, it's more difficult to compete, right? If you don't have the product, or if you don't position the product in a more like branded, trustworthy way. So that's one. On the other hand, if you are like selling, let's say, oh, that was this product. Yeah, okay, so this one is like $19.99. I think margin here is a bit better on this particular one. Then what also will happen is like Facebook will obviously see that, and they try already like to regulate all of this like with feedback score. They try to regulate it with, you know, basically shutting down accounts that they don't trust, right? Like, so Facebook tries to regulate it. And so the more this stuff happens, and obviously that makes like Facebook angry. So Facebook will make the restrictions bigger and bigger for everyone, not just for the, like, you know, people who are like trustworthy, but like for regular people. So the way to overcome that is just, you know, sell something that is, like trustworthy, and sell it in a more like trustworthy way, pretty much to build like a proper brand. And so we'll see this one. So this one is a bit like better example. But then again, let's see if we can find these prices, because a lot of these websites, and that's what a lot of people are teaching in the space, like they're modeling all of these like websites, but a lot of these you simply cannot source the products at a price that is good, you know, for you to still make a profit. So let's see this one. Insert this one here. So all right, let's see here. Yeah, this is just like copy paste. Like you can see that's clearly from some database, because there is no product description. It's pretty much just copied from a specific website. Animal, let's see. All right, so now we see, so you can see the prices, you know, for some of these like $18, and they're being sold for like 20 plus. So it is very like, difficult for you to compete with these type of stores if you're not in China. So let's see this one. Let's see where this one is based. Let's see this page. Yeah, this is it, right? This is the same trend. Same trend. This is why like the dropshipping, as you know, like it's pretty much like becomes more competitive. It's like dying. So you can see here, this gets, and there's like one probably virtual assistant in Bangladesh, one person in China. This is just what happens, guys. So how to overcome this, right? And I'll show you like a perfect example. This is not dropshipping, but just like I'll show you the example and the power of branding and how you can do it for your product specifically. This is not just reflected in like regular e-commerce, but also even on Amazon, right? So for example, I'm buying this product, I'm buying this brand. I buy it because like it has like a good marketing and it just like sounds good, so I buy this product, right? Now, this product here, as you can see, it costs like 16 ounces of the product. So you can see here, which is like very interesting. This is like MCT oil, the same product here. Now, I'm not sure about like the details, probably like small parts and everything in it, but everything is almost the same. I mean, the same kind of like structure. It also said it's like organic, natural and stuff like that. So you can see, and then how much this product cost, and then versus how much this product cost. Pretty much there's no like huge difference in terms of how it like, you know, what the product does. And I mean, probably it does some type of, you know, some type of different things. But now what I want you to pay attention to, right, how this product is positioned. So if you open this product, for example, this is more expensive product. Here is what you read on the packaging. Boost brain power, fewer cravings, always keto, right? Like boost brain power. I mean, what is the perceived value of the brain power, right? Like if you can think smarter, if you can do, you know, things like more efficiently, then obviously you make more money and it's just pays for itself, right? So the perceived value is huge. Now, if you take this one, what this one says, you can see it's like medium chain, I mean, whatever, pure source, no palm oils, 100% MST, right? So do it once again. So let's open this one and let's open this one and just compare them side by side. 100% dietary supplements, stuff like that. So here, sugar-free energy, carb cravings, right? Burn fat. So supports healthy digestion. This is benefit-oriented. This is just feature-oriented, right? That's why the price is, you can see it's reflected in the price. It's just incredible, right? And so this is just like one example. And I started paying attention to this because, I mean, I'm buying this product and then I see some other products in the store that is pretty much also MCT oil. And I mean, it's also like, I mean, pretty much the same stuff. And it's like, you know, the price is like twice lower, right? So I'm evaluating, why is that? And so then you start digging. So pretty much the whole thing here, the whole thing is just the brand, right? Like the perception of the brand, like the person who's behind brand, Dave Asprey, like he has a podcast and he positions the product like in a way where it's like impacts your performance, makes you more like efficient, makes you more productive, right? So the can see supercharge your brain, right? I mean, this product, what it says here. So you can see here, it's all feature oriented, like paleo and ketogenic diet friendly. I mean, that's good. Brain body fuel. It's very soft. right? Whereas this one is more like salesy, and it just like rapidly and efficiently converts into brain boosting, fat burning ketone energy. Ketones power your brain, can be stored as fat, unlike carbs and sugar. Easy to digest, fuels your cell more efficiently than coconut oil, converts power your mind and body within minutes. No cravings or energy crashes. And so like, there's more. This is a perceived value, guys. This is the difference between charging like 24. I don't think the cost of the production of the product itself. It's not like, I don't know what for sure, but I don't think it is that higher. It's just the perceived value. It's the same reason like why Apple charges much more for the products than, for example, other brands, because it's just different branding, different positioning. So this is something that I believe is the future of e-commerce. Like if you want to do like something sustainably, or you don't want to just change products every like few weeks, and you don't want to just be on this like constant wheel of like testing products, which I mean is still viable model, don't get me wrong. Like I mean we still do it with a few of our stores as well, but it's not the most efficient model, because you're constantly in this cycle where you need like more products, new products, new products, new products, new products, and then the market itself like getting more competitive, people, you know, directly from China or advertising against you, it is just becomes like more and more difficult, right? So this is just, you know, some things that I wanted to share with you guys, saying how you can, you can just go to Amazon and you can just evaluate the brands, right? Like, I mean, I highly recommend this one. I just think they have like pretty good, like very good, like copywriters, very good marketing. So you can just evaluate how they position the product, evaluate your product pages, evaluate your landers, evaluate your funnels, see how those can be improved. Now, if you want to get on like hands-on like perspective and feedback on an ongoing basis and direct help from our team, then you can apply for a program, e-commerce scaling secrets. It should be like a link below. It's only for people who already do volume. It's not for people who are just starting out. It's only for people who already do like $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 per month in sales and want to take it to the next level. But this is for you just to evaluate, guys, because if you just be competing and like very standard ads, like one creative, I mean, this won't be sustainable. Like then someone else just gets into the same spot, the same product, and they can source the product cheaper because they didn't source it from AliExpress, and you source the product from, you know, from AliExpress, so your margins are lower, and it just becomes that race to the bottom. So it's not the best like strategy from my observation. And I see this more and more. It was always like that. I mean, there always been some sellers directly from China, but now I see more and more of those like appearing. So you have to make your business competition proof. And for that, you have to put more focus on branding, nicer looking websites, also the copy that's more like benefit driven, more social proof, user generated content, and evolve in that direction. Because if you don't, then it will be increasingly more and more difficult for you to do. Because like if some of these people figure out, you know, selling products directly from China, then obviously that's like other people monitor them and they see, okay, so that works for them, but we'll also try it. And then more and more people jump on it, you know, direct Chinese sellers. So then it will be more and more difficult for you to do well and be profitable. This is it, guys. This is what I wanted to share with you. This is why I think the drop shipping as it is, it's like in its most like regular form, as a lot of people are still teaching, like it is dying, and you have to evolve and basically move into the direction of having your own brand, having your own product, ideally creating your products that are more different than your competitors. So improving the product itself. And I'll cover that in some of the future videos. But this is the direction that we also go with our business. This is what I wanted to share with you, because I think that's the way to go. So this is it, guys. Thank you for watching. Like this video, subscribe to my channel. Let me know what you think in the comments. And I'll see you guys in the next video. If you're looking for help with scaling your business, you already do like $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 per month in sales, you want to scale it to the next level, then there should be a link below. You can apply for a program, e-commerce scaling secrets. So this is it, guys. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next video.